So in this video, I want to talk to you about actually protecting your energy. And you know, that sounds great and all, but before we can actually protect something, we actually need to know what we are actually protecting. So that's why we want to start this video by creating kind of like an energy journal, so to speak. You are going to begin by analyzing your energy. So what gives you more energy and what drains your energy? And you want to do this for a regular day. So not for a day that you're on holiday or whatever, where you just have like, where you're just relaxing and, you know, don't have so much impulses. So think about a normal day, everything you do, and you can classify that into the following categories. You have the minus category, it only costs energy. Then you have the minus plus category. It kind of like takes a little bit of your energy, but also gives you energy back. So the result is basically that you are balanced out with this energy. Then you have plus energy. That's something that gives you energy, and you have double plus energy. You are super excited about the specific thing that you are experiencing at that moment. So when you are doing this and when you are actually, you know, grading everything you do, you want to look at this very naturally. You want to see, you know, the reality as it is. So you don't want to look at situations with emotion, and you don't want to think about how they potentially could be. You just want to look at it and how they are actually right now. And this is very, very simple. Yet most people rarely do these kinds of exercises or make this kind of journal. And you wouldn't believe how many people go through their days doing things that just drain them, surround themselves with people who don't give them energy, and they do this day after day, week after week, year after year, and then, you know, don't understand why they feel a certain way. So while this exercise is actually pretty easy to do, it can also be very confronting, especially when it comes to, you know, people in your life that you hang out with, people that are close to you, your friends, your family, maybe even your partner. So you might realize that some people that you love actually have been draining your energy on a daily basis for the last weeks, months, maybe even years. And you'll never be fully aware of this unless you are going to start analyzing where your energy goes on a daily basis. So your energy journal starts with an analysis. And the reason you want to take this seriously is that everything that we consume daily, so the information, the people that we hang out with, the interactions that we have, the situations that we are in, they all have a massive impact on our current state of being and how we feel about things. And we all know that how we feel determines, you know, the amount of things that we can manifest. So if it strongly influences on how we feel, how we see the world, and it becomes a very strong proportion of the outcome that we see in our daily lives. Because all this stuff around us, it programs us. You know, you can think of it as a kind of like software that runs our brain. And the great thing is actually that you can change it quite easily. You can change these lines of codes. So there's some small tips and tricks that I'm going to share with you that can make a huge impact. And it can be as simple as, for example, stop watching the news. You know, the reason behind stop watching the news is that news is mostly negative. And what you want to do is remove as much negative input from your life as possible while adding as much positive input as you can to just make your life better. Because you get out of life what you put into it. And if you put in kind of like a lot of junk in your, you know, mental process, so to speak, if you watch negative news, if you let yourself be influenced by kind of like fear-based narratives, if you listen to, for example, violent or, you know, super dramatic music or something like that, if you eat very poorly, you know, what kind of work do you think that you are going to put inside of this world? What do you think you can actually accomplish here? It's going to be very difficult for you to contribute something very positive into this world if you just feed yourself with all negative stuff. So your goal in terms of energy should be to set yourself up for happiness, for high vibration, for positivity, for inspiration. So actually that you know, having a good day becomes much more natural than actually having a bad one. I mean, for me, for example, it's kind of like almost impossible to have a bad day at this point in time. Even, you know, if I watch the news or something happens that most people would consider a disaster, I have to gladly say that it doesn't really affect me. Because for years right now, I've been consciously managing my energy input and output. And again, it all starts with your energy analysis. So how are we going to do this? How can you make it so that a great day is actually a default for you? So you want to start, you know, by identifying what actually drains your energy on a daily basis and which situations or things are impacting your mood on a daily basis the most. So you want to take some time to think about this. You want to pause for a moment and you want to reflect. So maybe when you think about what affects your mood the most, the answer doesn't come like straight away, like immediately. But if you take a few minutes, you are going to figure it out. It can be either financial stress, for example, that a lot of people have that occupies your mind and it impacts on it daily, monthly, or maybe you have a relationship with somebody, with your coworkers or with a friend that isn't really fulfilling, or you have a job that isn't aligned but with what you truly want to do in your life. It could be anything. So you want to figure out what it is, especially for you. So you just have to start and try. You have to think about some stuff and you just have to write it down, as we discussed also in the journaling module. And you have to understand that you're the only one that's going to see this, what you write down. So don't be afraid of yourself. And then you'll start to realize that your mood is mostly affected by the information that you consume on a daily basis, the activities that you do, and the people that you're going to surround yourself with. So let's take news, for example, the news that you consume. If you check a news site right now, you know, you might see headlines of a major accident, you know, of climate activists that are throwing soup at the Mona Lisa in France, or attacks in the Middle East, or financial fraud in, you know, Ukrainian military or something like that. And just by reading these types of headlines, you immediately form an opinion about it, whether you want it or not. It's just directly like, is this good or bad? You know, but the fact remains that this is all low vibrational information. You don't have to, you know, have an opinion about it if you don't read it. And most people, they just consume it day after day after day. Another example is maybe you go to a job every day that you don't enjoy, but you have to do it because you need to make money. So you actually feel stuck in this job and frustrated. Another thing can be that you are just keep hanging out with friends that you have known for years just because you have some history together. Even though you're growing apart and you actually feel it and you have different interests, but you still meet up and just deep down you don't really want to meet up actually. And these kinds of things, they actually drain your energy. Or maybe, just maybe, it could even apply to your partner. You know, if you are going to force being around people just because you think you should, just because you have a history together, or maybe you even have kids together, it's going to take a serious toll on you energetically. So you want to be aware of this, and you don't want to take things too lightly. You know, what you want to do is you want to consume as little mainstream media as possible. So no news websites, you know, minimal radio or TV news. And also you want to be mindful about the series or the movies that you watch. So you want to avoid too much drama, too much horror, war, you know, content, violence, abusive content, fear-based content. And then your music, you want to, you know, opt in for like calming and inspiring music, music that lifts you up instead of, for example, rap music or hip hop or dramatic songs and stuff like that. Then, again, the people that you spend time with, this is one of the most biggest influences on your life. You know, we as humans, we are social creatures and we naturally are going to mirror the habits and beliefs of those around us in order to fit in. So the reason is because in the past, if you were being excluded from a group, it often meant that you are going to die because you need people to survive, you know, in the past. And that's how we still are hardwired to think. So if you spend some time with somebody, let's say you went, you know, out to lunch with somebody, or you went to the wellness with somebody or something, you want to write in your journal actually how you felt afterwards. You want to think about what you talked about when you were out there having lunch. Did it bring you joy and good feelings to be with this person? What was the outcome of your time together? What could you offer to each other, for example? Was there a lot of support towards each other, or was there a lot of complaining? It's fine if somebody just complains now and then, but was it the main theme, the main topic about, you know, what you discussed? Is this, you know, might this be a pattern? Is it always like this when you meet up with this person? Or maybe you were inspired and, you know, this person does things that motivate you. Do they support what you are working on, for example? Do they give you some, you know, good advice if you're asking them? These are all really important things to write down so you can decide whether you want to keep this person in your life. And again, it's very difficult, and it's a very different situation if you live with someone and realize that they are a drain on your energy. Can be that you live with, you know, like roommates or whatever, but also with a partner, because avoiding them isn't easy at all. But you have some options here. Of course, you want to think really hard, you know, about this relationship. But, you know, while you're thinking, to not have it so much impact on your energy, maybe you can spend some more time alone. Maybe you can do some things for yourself or with other people instead of, you know, this person. You know, in the end, maybe you can move out, or, you know, if it's your partner, maybe you can make a tough decision. You know, you have to understand that when people leave your life, okay, you have to understand that new people will come in. And these people that come into your life, they are going to align with where you want to go in your life. And they want to share your energy. And they are going to, you know, have the same energy that you have right now. You are going to attract those people. That's just how life works. But you have to understand that in between losing the people that you actually love and meeting new ones, it can feel very lonely. And that's why the spiritual journey often feels like a lonely journey, actually. So you have to be aware, and you have to prepare yourself for this. So then you want to look at your surroundings. You want to look at your home. You want to look at your living space, for example. So how does this feel? Is it messy, you know, in your space? Are you happy with where you live, in the town or the city? Are you happy with the country where you're living in? Are you happy with your environment? Does this environment gives you energy? Or, you know, perhaps you can do something to turn a minus into a plus within your environment. Maybe you can do kind of like a deep clean to make yourself feel better about the space that you actually live in. Maybe you can add like this warm light from a salt lamp, for example, like this Himalaya lamps. Or maybe you can put some beautiful, you know, like crystals or something like I have here within your space. Maybe you can rearrange your furniture to improve the energy and the flow of your home. There's like a whole different, you know, part about that. I couldn't get so much the word of this specific thing that, you know, to have the right energy in your home, but it's feng shui, okay? Anyway, also as part of your energy analysis, look at where you are wasting time according to your own standards. And, you know, you want to make time for things that give you actually energy. So the things that give you energy, you want to schedule these things in your calendar. You know, for me, for example, I'd like to surf. I'm not amazing at surfing, but we live in Gran Canaria here in Spain, and we have pretty good waves. And, you know, the waves and the sea and the fresh air, it actually energizes me. So I do this together with my partner every Thursday morning. When we bring kids to school, we go together, bring kids to school, and then we go to surf. And then every 2 weeks, for example, I go to the spa. I prioritize myself and my energy because it's just really, really important to me. So To wrap up this video, what you want to do is you want to make this energy analysis, okay? You want to look at the pluses and the minuses, and you want to analyze reality. Not what you wish it was, but just what is right now. So then you want to stop doing things that you don't enjoy, and you want to stop spending time with people who don't make you feel good. What you want to do is you want to stop consuming news and other negative content, and instead you want to do more of what makes you feel good. And you want to write this all down daily. And this will help you absolutely tremendously. You have no idea how it's going to help you if you are going to take this seriously and write down where you are leaking energy, where you're going to get your energy from. And simply by doing less of this and more of that, you're going to make yourself feel good. So in the next video, I want to specifically talk about identifying and removing people from your life that are draining your energy. I think it requires a separate video. This video is already a little bit long, so I will talk to you in the next video about this specific topic.